Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Each week it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something a little odd or different, which I call a wombat. This is the third show I've recorded with my two assistant disc jockeys, Josie Hale and Alexa Chambers, and we were going to spread these shows out over several weeks, but I want to introduce them again because you will not have heard them in a few weeks. So, Josie, you want to say hello?
Hello.
And Alexa?
Hello.
That was a brief hello. I do have a question. Let's see. Tonight, they're playing 10 to 12 songs. I'm playing two songs. And I noticed that you have an awful lot of Mamma Mia. I think that's Josie. Josie, why are you doing that?
We recently watched Mamma Mia, and I really like it. So I'm just putting on these songs that I really like from Mamma Mia.
Aha. Uh-huh. I also have noticed that when we're playing the songs in the car, that Alexa is singing almost all the words to Mamma Mia. You must have heard it hundreds of times.
I've been watching this movie since I was like 4 years old.
Huh. Okay. Well, I get to pick the first song, and I'm going to play an all-time classic by Bob Dylan, which is sung by Richie Havens, and it's called The Times They Are A-Changing. And in these troubled times, with the things going on around the world and the election coming up and all, I think it's a very appropriate song. So this is Richie Havens singing The Times They Are Changing.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers, come critics, who prophesy with your pen. Keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come. And there's no telling who it is naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your own road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a change. Congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. He who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. We'll soon shake. Times. cast the slow one down, will later be fast as the present now, will later be past. The order is rapidly fading. First one.
That was Richie Havens singing The Times They Are A-Changing. And I thought I'd talk for a minute about what's going on with this show, having my young guests here. Josie just turned 11, and Alexa's on her way to 13. So they are from, and I am married to Josie's grandmother, so I am two generations away from them. And they are a good example of the times are a-changing. And their selection of songs, most of which I've never heard before, many of which I've never heard before, are very different. They're not my taste. I would not have picked most of them. I would have picked the next one, Honey, Honey, but that's because I liked it and was going to play it on my show sometime. But the others are their taste. My criteria for this show is that I have to love the song, or the person playing it has to love the song. And they love these songs, and they know them. They know them well. So... but it's a very different style of music, and I think it's good for me and hopefully for my audience to hear what younger people are listening to these days. And they do listen and care about these songs, and they know what they mean, and they'll tell you about them. So, anyway, that's what I wanted to say. This is that previous song, The Times They Are A-Changing, and they are indeed. And a good example of that is the selection of music by these two young ladies. So, I'm going to turn it over now. What have you got, Josie?
The next song is Honey, Honey by the cast of Mamma Mia. And this song is about when the girl discovers her mother's diary and she is singing about what she has found in there.
Honey, honey, how he thrills me. Uh-huh, honey, honey. Before, I wanted to know some more, and now I know what they mean. These
was Honey Honey by the cast of Mamma Mia. And now over to Alexa.
The next song is called It's Time by Imagine Dragons. The song is about this person singing about his life, and then the chorus is saying that he keeps thinking that he's changing and he's growing, but in the end, it's just the same person that is always there. That was It's Time by Imagine Dragons.
The next song is Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight by the cast of Mamma Mia.
Thank you.
that was Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight by the cast of Mamma Mia, and now over to Alexa.
The next song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Lorde, is a song that is in Catching Fire, The Hunger Games, and this song, I think it's about how President Snow, who is the evil tyrant president in that, is singing about how he wants everybody to do as he says and to be on their best behavior, and that everybody wants to rule the world, but only he can.
Welcome to your life. Turning back, even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to lose.
That was Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Lorde.
And the next song is Voulez-Vous, again by the cast of Mamma Mia.
Thank you.
was Voulez-Vous by the cast of Mamma Mia, and now over to Harry.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and it's midway through the show, so it's my chance to tell you who we are and what we're doing, and then I have a few questions for the young ladies. So, this is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you the show Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my songs I love, and occasionally something different or odd, like these odd little girls I have here. They're certainly different, and their music. And I want to ask them a question. And since they've been visiting this last week, they have watched 4 of the Twilight Zone. Is that what they call it? Twilight Zone?
Nope,
it's Twilight. Twilight vampire movies. They had already seen the first one at home, and now they've watched the next 4 here. And I want to know, ladies, what do you like about those movies? What's good about them? Why are they good movies?
They're about sparkly vampires. Vampires who sparkle in the sun. And Alexa likes to watch them. And, well, she got into it, and then she made me promise that I would watch all of them with her, so, yeah.
What actually happened was we watched the first one together, and then Josie watched all the other ones without me, and so then I said, can we watch them while we're in Virginia? And she's like, I guess.
Well, what do you like? Is it the teenage romance? Is that a part of it?
It's the action and how everyone's about to die all the time.
Alexa says the action and how everyone's about to die all the time.
And that too.
And also the vampires.
Just people sometimes do die, right?
I
remember I saw one of the shows, and there was a young woman who was not a vampire, and she stayed not a vampire for quite a while, but they finally got her, I think.
Yeah, that was Bella, and she was the main character, and she was in love with this vampire, and that is kind of the story.
Yeah, her parents are divorced, so then when her mom goes to Florida with her new husband, Bella goes to Forks while her mom is setting everything up. And in the end, she stays there because she falls in love with Edward the vampire. And then he doesn't want her because he thinks that he's bad for her. And then she meets Jacob Black the werewolf.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then eventually she turns into a vampire. But after having a half vampire, half human kid, and lots of other adventures.
So, okay, good. Well, we know a lot more about the vampires than we did before. You know, there are people who belong to vampire clubs and dress up like that, and really, I think some of them may even believe it. I don't know. Anyway, we're going back to the show. So, I'm going to turn the show back over to Alexa, and she will tell us what her next song is.
The next song is called Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift. This song is in the first Hunger Games movie credits, and it's kind of like, I picture it as like Katniss and PETA after they are past the games, but there's still stuff happening because there's still the tyrant President Snow who is still having the Hunger Games happen.
Streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your light. I remember you said don't leave me here alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes. Going down, you'll be
The next song is I Have a Dream by Amanda Seyfried, who plays Sophie in the movie Mamma Mia.
A dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future. Even if you fail, I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels when I know the time is right for me. Across the street, I have a dream. I have a dream, a fantasy, to help me through reality. And my destination makes it worth the while, pushing through the dark.
Was I Have a Dream by Amanda Seyfried.
The next song is called A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. I heard this song. It's in the credits of the vampire movie that we just watched this morning, and I really like it. It kind of symbolizes what the whole movie thing is about.
Thank you. brave. How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow.
That was A Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
And the next song is A Thousand Ships by Rachel Platten.
I'd go beyond our fighting borders if you needed that from me. And I'd march with decorated soldiers to get your pretty eyes to see. Cover blankets on our feet. So slow down, there's some kind of blessing here.
but you have missed your cue. So keep your eyes set on the horizon, on the line where blue meets blue. And I bet that silver lining, well, I know it'd find you soon. Because I have sailed a thousand ships to you, but my messages don't seem to make it through. Then I'd wrap you up in me. I'd kiss your belly and your shoulders, cover blankets on our feet. But slow down, there's some sort of blessing here, but you've gone and missed your cue. So keep your eyes set on the horizon, on the line where blue meets blue. And I bet that silver, a thousand ships to you, but my messages don't seem to make it through. Well, money and fame, they are a losing game, and I know those pretty actresses are calling your name. But I'll be here waiting, I'll always be the same, if you'd let me in again. Da 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 da.
That was A Thousand Ships by Rachel Platten.
The next song is Mamma Mia by Meryl Streep. This song is kind of the theme song of the movie because it's named after it. It's about when Donna has found out that these three guys are at this wedding for her daughter, and she has no idea what they're doing. And she's singing about how she used to know them and how she's sad and she doesn't know what to do. Thank you.
Here I go again. My, my, how can I resist ya? Mamma mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I missed ya.
That was Mamma Mia by Meryl Streep.
Hello, it's Harry again, and I've got the last song of the evening. And the last song of the evening is going to be If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson.
If love was a river and I was a drowning man, would you get in the water? Would you lend me a hand? If love was a river, would you sit on the land? If love was a mountain high above this town, would you climb to the top? Would you never look down? If love was a mountain, would you go around? Love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a firefly sitting in your hand, would you laugh when it twinkled? Let it go again. If love was a firefly, would you understand? Love was a party with everyone you know. Would you dance if I asked you? Or would you smile and say no? If love was a party, would you even go? And love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only if it'll come back anymore. If love was a fast train on a one-way track, would you turn in your ticket? Would you never look back? If love was a fast train, would you even pack?
That was Alan Jackson singing If Love Was a River. Here is Josie and Alexa.
We would like to dedicate the radio show to Harry because he's been so kind letting us do three of them and putting up with our songs.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the thanks. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play songs I love. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry College, Virginia. And it's our chance to close out the show. So I'm getting my assistants ready and warmed up for the big finale while I say a few things, you know, like, thank you very much for helping me pick the songs. I would never have picked those songs, and a lot of them I liked, so I'll use them on a future show. And now I'd like to ask you to join me in doing what I ask you to do each week, which is to
celebrate most joyously our being here at all.
Goodbye.